How you going? That's right, man. It's NBA Australia. It's Thursday, February 15. I'm your host, James Clements. I'm a writer for Rolling Stone, Junkie, Red Bull, The Brooklyn Game, one half of the Derong Guys NBA podcast. And I'm currently here in Larry Armour Studios, New York City, New York, making sure you know everything that's going on in the NBA, who's doing what, where they're doing it, why they're doing it, and who is doing it better than Lonzo Ball today. That's right, man. Just out here repping Australia. Talking NBA junk for your favorite daily NBA podcast. And man, how good was last night? Are you kidding? That was unbelievable. Had so many wicked games. Had a KD and Dame Dollar duel. We had a, you know, bunch of win streaks continuing. Big Simo out there smashing for the Australians. Love it. So we're going to break it all down with the usual dumbassery. Yeah, Nas, better than Lonzo Ball, the unpopular opinion of the day. And as we do every episode, we check in on all the Australian NBA players just to see how they're doing. And it's Thursday, so we'll play Where in the World is Jonah Bolden, head over to Kiwi Corner, and finish up with a new The Diary of Steven Adamsburg. Oh, that'll be good. How fun's that? And we'll preview the final two games before the NBA All-Star break tonight. They're all right, but there's, oh man, there was 12 games last night. It's awesome. So let's get to it. It's NBA Australia. Let's do it, damn it. Come on.
G'day. This is Joe Ingles, and you're listening to NBA Australia.
Watch out for the Shaq attack.
You better. That's right, man. It's NBA Australia. We start every day with the whip around. We check out everything that's going on in the NBA. What happened last night? And man, as mentioned, there was 12 games last night, and some of them were absolute bloody corkers. We had two games where teams came back from 20 plus points down. The first time that has happened. Two times in the one night since like the fucking 50s. Unbelievable. Anyway, so let's get to it. Hawks. They lose to the Pistons. Blake and the Pistons, 104-98. They needed a get-right game, and they got it. The Pistons got up 30 in this, and the Hawks came all the bloody way back. Unbelievable. The Hawks, way to tank, though. They rested Bazemore and German Rondo. Dennis Schröder. Schröder. Hawks, you do what I say. And Dennis Schröder. Way to tank, though. Did they think they had too good of a chance at winning this? Against this bonkers Pistons team, man. I mean, they were led by John Collins, the rookie. 11 and 10, two blocks, sure. Blake Griffin, though, almost had a triple-double to join. The other three people had triple-doubles last night. He had 13, 12, and 9. Ah, oh, come on, Blake. You're right there, mate. You're right there. Andre Drummond with 13 and 15 and, like, whatever. Ish Smith was out there doing his best Reggie Jackson impression. Yeah, 22 and 9. Good job, Ish. But still, Pistons smash the Hawks. Hornets! In the Dwight Bowler game, they beat the Magic in Orlando. You've got to assume that Dwight visited some of his kids or at least some of his snakes. Hornets win 104-102. Trying to get back in the East playoff race. I mean, this was bananas. The Magic actually led late in the fourth in this one, but Nick Batum.
Oh, Nick Batum, I shall hit a dagger to win it. Yes. No. Okay, it's good.
Good job, Nick Batum. But man, the Magic, Super Mario. 21 points, 10 rebounds, 3 assists. He is going fucking great guns. I love him so much. For the Hornets, though, the winners, Kemba Walker, 22 points, 6 assists. And fuck Dwight Howard, got blocked by the rim. Dwight, you owe! Still had 22 points and 13 rebounds, but man, he's going to definitely be on Shaq than a fool. And what do we say here on NBA Australia? Fuck Dwight Howard, so eat it. The Heat, oh, they went to Philly. Ah, 102-104. The Sixers win. After being down 24 points. That's their largest comeback since 2008. Holy shit, man. No Joel Embiid in this. No problems, apparently, because Big Simo just out there fucking smashing like a mad dog.
Christ.
And put up a triple-double, bro. Triple-double. That's his sixth. Unbelievable. I mean, holy shit. That is like, what do you reckon, Stephen A?
I don't know what I'm going to do.
I just don't know either. 18 points, 12 rebounds, 10 assists, 4 steals for Big Simo. Smashing it. Absolutely fucking smashing it. Very, very good. So, Sixers win this. I mean, JJ Redick hit a shot at the end that basically sealed it, which was really fucking close. He, like, you know, the end of the shot clock, throws it up, go in it goes. They up. They get up by four, I think, at that point. That's why he paid JJ Redick $22 million a year, I guess. He had 14, 7, and 5. He went 2 of 12 from 3. Holy shit. Rough one. Marco Bellinelli, though. New Philadelphia 76er. He had 17. Not bad. And D-Wade had a chance to basically win this at the end. Misses the game-winning 3. He had 8 points on 13 shots. D-Wade's hitting late Kobe territory at this point, isn't he? Oh, Jesus. James Bloodsport Johnson. He led the Heat with 22, 4, and 5, 16, and 10 for Whiteside as well. But man, the Heat have lost 6 of their last 7, and the Sixers. They go into All-Star break on a 5-game winning streak and firmly in the hunt for a playoff spot there in the East. They're in 7th at the moment, 30 and 25. Good job, Sixers. On your simo. We'll talk about that more later. Pacers beat the Nets in Brooklyn. Glad I did not go to this. It looked like an absolute show. Well, I mean, it was a fun game, I guess. Like, the Nets were actually, like, up in the fourth in this, but the Pacers just kind of held them off because of Victor Oladipo. Pacers win 108-103. Thad Young and Bojan Bogdanovic return to Brooklyn. They had 13 and 14 points respectively. And how's this though? Al Jefferson killed the Nets. 13 points in 6 minutes in the second quarter. That is fucking bananas, mate. But Victor Oladipo, he had 9 straight on his own little self there. Had a 9-0 run, did Victor, in the third quarter. Unbelievable. Finishes with 25 points, 3 rebounds, 4 assists, 3 steals. For the Nets, Alan Crabb had 24, and D'Angelo Russell had a good one. 18 points on 14 shots, but in classic D'Angelo Russell fashion, was a minus 10 while he was out there. Classic. So there you go, man. Nets are now on a 7-game losing streak. Oh, Jesus. And the Pacers firmly in 6th in the East. That is unbelievable. Who thought that at the start of the fucking year, man? Crazy. Oh, the Wizards beat the Knicks. This is the second 20-plus point comeback of the night. Wiz win a like absolute shocker of a game from the Knicks. 118 to 113. Biggest comeback of the year so far is the 27, topping the Celtics 26-point comeback. Tim Hardaway Jr. had 32 points in the first half and then managed 5. The rest of the way, ends up on 37. There's Hardaway the lesser. Jesus. So the Wizards went on a 42-15 run across the second and third quarters and then got in front in the third. That is fucking crazy. What are you doing, Knicks? 24 points, 14 rebounds for Ignis the Penis Cantor. And Bradley Beal the flopper limped his way to 36 points. And then he's like, oh, my leg's sore. And then basically in the fourth quarter, all by himself on a fast break, bounced the ball to himself for an alley-oop like it was a motherfucking All-Star game. It's like, all right, are you hurt or not, motherfucker? Come on. This was the Knicks' fourth blown 20-point lead of the season. That is tied with the 2013 Cavs, the first year of Kyrie Irving Cavs for the most over the last 20 years. That is unbelievable. Unbelievable. So the Wizards hanging out currently in fourth. In the East, the Bucks play tonight. They're basically half a game back, so they could be tied for fourth after tonight. Who knows? But that was amazing. Like, Brad Beal leading the charge, 36 points, big comeback. Good job, Wiz. Good job. Got to fucking knock out these random games against the shitty Knicks. Knicks have now lost 8 straight.
Fucking hell.
Nice one. All right, Clippers, they beat the Celtics 129-119. This was an ESPN game. It was part of ESPN's bullshit switch-up thing where it's like, we're trying to get people like, hey, man, we're just going to try to get people hyped for college basketball. Like, we're going to have, like, Dick Vitale on, like, the ESPN, like, NBA broadcast. He's going to do the pro game. That's going to be awesome, man. It's like, nah, Dick Vitale's fucking shit.
Uh-oh, here's the elevator man, baby.
Oh, my God, fuck off, Dick. Always dropping these bullshit college fucking references. Like, you know what I give a fuck about? Not that DeAndre Jordan went to Texas A&M. Because that was like a fucking decade ago, you fuckhead. Jesus Christ, Dick. Ugh, so gross. I mean, it was interesting to have it all switched up and like, all right, well, as we'll mention later, fucking having Bill Walton on the Warriors-Blazers game was amazing. But Dick Vitale, man, like, I don't know if it's like, because they teamed him up with an absolute shit show that is Mark Jackson, but it was really fucking annoying. I'll just tell you that. Anyway, DeAndre Jordan, speaking of which, he had a career-high 30 points, 13 rebounds. Gallo looked good as well for the Clippers there. He had 20. Tobias Harris, the never-nude Tobias, he had 21. Boston were up in the third quarter in this, and then the Clippers just ran over the top of them. It was fucking bananas, mate. This is also the most points, again, that the Celtics have given up this year. That is absolutely fucking crazy, isn't it? I mean, they were the best defense in basketball. And then in their last two games, they've given up 121 to the Cavs and then 129 to the Clippers last night. That is not what you want to be doing, Boston. I'll tell you that much. Kyrie had 33 points, 8 assists. But man, the Clips, they're hanging out now. They're just like 1.5 games back from the fucking 5 seed. They're sitting in 9th. But Jesus, that's unbelievable. Celtics heading the All-Star break, having lost 3 straight, looking very, very shaky. All right, I'll tell you who's not shaky. The Raptors. Oh, 122-98 over the Bulls. That's how you tank Bulls. Chris Dunn came back. The Raps just too strong for them, even with DeMar DeRozan kid having an absolute shocker. Pulling a Kobe. 7 points on 15 shots. 20 each for Ibaka and Lowry. For the Raps, they win it no problem. Zach LaVine had 11 points on 17 shots. Kobe. 18 points for fighting Bobby Portis. Fighting around the world. Toronto, that's a 7-game winning streak, and they go into the All-Star break for the first time in franchise history, having the best record in the conference. That is awesome. Good job, Raps. Killing it. Just getting work done as well. They're on a back-to-back, same with the Bulls as well, but, you know, just did work. Win by 24. Fuck. Kings, they go into Houston and lose 191. That's 10 straight wins for the Rockets. Both teams on back-to-backs. Rocks look very tired, but you know what? They're just really fucking good and still beat them, even without Eric Gordon and Trevor Ariza. Jesus, man. Joe Johnson's first game for the Rockets, he had 9 points on 9 shots. CP3 had 19 and 7. Jimmy Harden had 28 points, 9 rebounds, 9 assists. Unbelievable, man. Clint Capella had 13 and 11. Kings kept it close, but man, the Rockets just kept them at arm's length, man. I mean, Kings got it down to 5. It was 96-91 with 25 seconds left, but Rockets just close out shit. De'Aaron Fox goes out late in this one as well, which is a fucking shame. Stitches to his head, had a really hard fall, like fell on his side, wanged his scone up against the fucking hardwood there. Not good. Bunch of stitches in his chin and I think his eyebrow. Not good. So now the Rockets have the best record in the NBA at the All-Star break for the first time in franchise history. Same as Toronto, man. This is the fucking Rockets' 51st season, though. It is 21 years for the Raps. So, yeah, 30 years difference for Houston there. Oh, Jesus. But anyway, how about the Rockets, though? So this is probably my favorite stat. They are 28-1, the Rockets, when James Harden, Chris Paul, and Clint Capella, they play all together. Unbelievable. So they're number one in the West. That is fucking crazy, man. Houston, 44-13. Warriors, 44-14. Unreal. So there you go. Rockets is doing work against Sacramento. Thunder at Grizz. Oh, the Thunder get another get right game after losing to the Cavs. Anytime they lose, they should play the Grizz. No problems. 121-114. This actually got really close at the end. Grizz, they get paced by Andrew Harrison, who has a career high 28. Tyreek Evans looking like rookie year Tyreek all over again. He had 23 points, 9 rebounds, 7 assists. Unreal, but the Grizz just couldn't get over the hump. Marc Gasol, if you're going to kill coaches, you need more than 10 points in a game. I just, you know, just saying, mate, just saying. Rusty Westbrook had a triple-double, though. 17th for the season, 23 points, 15 assists, 13 rebounds, 28 for Paul George. He was their best player, even though Rusty had the triple-dub. Melo looked good, too. Had 19, hit a crucial three at the end that put the Thunder back up 4 after the Grizz got within 1 with 48 seconds left. Unbelievable. Back-to-back 0-point games for Abrinas over there. And T-Ferg, the Adelaide 36er alum, hit all 3 of his shots for 8 points. On you, T-Ferg. Good job. But the Grizz, man, gotta respect how they fucking compete in most of these games. I mean, could have easily just rolled over on a back-to-back against the Thunder, but nope. Stuck it to him. Made him work it. Lakers at Pelicans. Pelicans get home, finally. And after a big road trip, get a big old win over the wonky-ass Lakers, 139-117, 22-point win. But Rondo and Isaiah Thomas both got ejected. This was awesome. Rondo was apparently talking shit about IT's Boston tribute video. He was the guy who was all like, man, Boston only has tributes for motherfuckers who bring the banners, son. And then like, apparently just kept hitting him in the face. And then IT reacted and they got tossed.
Beef!
I love it. The best part was Isaiah Thomas was like, I don't even know Rondo and I don't know why he reacted to him the way he did. That is fucking awesome. Rondo is a psycho. That's great. Luke Walton got tossed as well, which was amazing because it meant Bill Walton was like, on the broadcast later, I've failed as a father. I fucking love it. I love Bill Walton so much. Anthony Davis smashes in this one though. 42 points, 15 rebounds, 3 assists, 3 steals, 2 blocks. Fucking hell, man. Anthony Davis, the brow. Jrue Holiday backed him up ably. 24 points, 11 assists, 4 steals. And Jrue's been awesome this year, just quietly. Averaging 18 points, 5.5 assists, 4.5 rebounds. Pretty good. And for the Lakers, oh man, I mean, it's pretty good. 23 and 5 for Kuzma, 25 and 3 for Julius Randle, 21 and 5 for Ingram. Lakers play the Wolves tonight. There you go. The last game before the break. Pelicans get the chill, hanging out currently in 8th spot in the West. Nice one. Suns at Jazz. Oh, the Jazz. That's 11 straight wins. Unbelievable. 107-97. Good job, Jazz. Just doing work. Alfred Payton, though, for the Suns. Triple-double in only his third game for the Phoenix Suns. 13 points, 12 assists, 11 rebounds. The old Jason Kidd triple-double. But he just looks pretty good next to Devin Booker, right? Booker at 28. Payton's doing all the rest of the shit, but, you know, the Suns, they just still suck. That's why blowing it up doesn't always work out, bro. Jazz, Donovan fucking Mitchell, 24 points on 24 shots, but a dagger at the end, and he's just looking fucking amazing, though. He also had 7 assists, 19 for Royce O'Neal, 14 and 7 for Rudy, 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 Rudy! Ah! On your Rudy Gobert, the Stifle Tower. Yes, no, I shall block this shot, yes. Good job. Jingler had a good one. We'll talk about him later. In the Australian Player Watch, Derek Favors, 18 and 12, and 15 a game for Jay Crowder, who has suddenly morphed back into Boston Jay Crowder. Good job. And then the final game of the night, an absolute fucking corker. The Blazers beat the Warriors 123 to 117. What a fucking game. Dame Dollar, Dame Lillard with 44, out Jules the Coward, Kevin Durant, who had 50. Oh, Dame goes 14 to 25. The Coward goes 17 to 27. And that is the first 50-point game for the Coward since he did it against the fucking Warriors in 2014. And that's why Kevin Durant's a fucking coward, mate. You can't go fucking join the team that you're scoring 50 against and are winning championships. The Coward, Kevin Durant. Perfectly summed up. That's his fourth, I think, for his career. Not bad, man. Both were ably backed up by their teammates. CJ McCollum had 29 and looked amazing. Hit a couple of very, very important shots down the stretch.
And yes, the Bosnian Bear. Hello, I am Yusuf Nurkic. I'm here to get 17 points, 13 rebounds, and probably smash some motherfuckers, yes?
Good job, Nurk. Steph and Clay on the Warriors, they both had 17, but took 17 and 15 shots to get there respectively. How's that Blazer defense, bro? But man, 40 points in the first quarter by the Blazers, that was unreal. They were out there smashing them, and the Warriors came all the way back. Almost had it at the death, but then Durant steps out of bounds as he hits a corner three with 8 seconds left to get it to one, and no good. So I don't know, what do you reckon? Is Steve Kerr a bad coach? Maybe give it to Draymond, I don't know. But amazing win for the Blazers, they definitely needed that as well. They get a massive boost going into the old All-Star break there, so good job. 123-117, Blazers win. Amazing game, highlight of the night. Absolute fucking corker. I was sitting in the pub with just an old fella next to me just talking shit going, this is fucking unreal, right? He was losing his mind. It was great. All right, anyway, let's get to the NBA Australia Approved Performance of the Night.
That's not a noise. That's a knife.
Oh, that is a knife, Dame Dollar. Out-dueling the Coward, Kevin Durant. We've actually got a couple of That's Not a Knife, That's a Knife nominees today. Dame Dollar, though, 44 points. Looked fucking amazing from the get-go. They were so fucking good last night, the Blazers. Anthony Davis, 42 and 15. He gets a look in. So do the triple-doubles from Rusty, Simo, and Alfred Payton. The almost triple-doubles from James Harden, Blake Griffin, Draymond Green, and Tyreek Evans. What a fucking night this was. And of course, DeAndre Jordan had a career-high 30 points, dunked all over the Celtics all night. And there was a great stat, DeAndre. So he has gone, I believe it is the second, yeah, there you go, the second most career games played before scoring a 30-point game in NBA history, 724 games. That's behind Sam D'Alembert, the big Haitian. He had 753 games before he finally had 30 in 2013. So good job, DeAndre. Good job, everybody. Dame Dollar out-dueling Kevin Durant. Unfucking real. The triple-doubles everywhere. You did great. That's a knife.
That's not a knife. That's a knife.
All right, y'all ready for Old Mate No Mates? I love this so much. Let's do it. It's Old Mate No Mates.
Old mate, no mates.
That's so good. Who's got no mates today? I don't know. The Warriors fans will probably hate Evan Turner for punching the coward Kevin Durant in the face. To me, that makes him a hero, but that's okay. But it is the coward, I think. No mate, old mate, no mates for stepping out of bounds on a three that would have brought the Warriors all the way back. They would have been down one with 9 seconds left. He hit the shot, got himself to 53 points, but stepped on the fucking line. There you go. That is old mate, no mates for today. Kevin Durant, you are old mate, no mates. All right, let's get to Better Than Lonzo Ball.
Lonzo was the best player in high school. He was the best player in college. You think you're going to get to the pros and be like, I made it to the pros. Now I can be average. You're coming for everybody.
Oh, coming for everybody. Big Simo. That's right, man. It's your daily look into who is better than Lonzo Ball last night. And it was Big Ben Simmons. 6th triple-double. That is second all-time for a rookie after Magic Johnson had 7 in 1980. Unbelievable. Ben Simmons, though, this is a weird stat. He's on pace to become the first player in 20 years to average more than 6 assists per game, but not make 1 3-pointer over an entire NBA season. That is fucking incredible. So, but good job, Ben Simmons. What a fucking night that was. 18 points, 12 rebounds, 10 assists, 4 steals. Absolute fucking corker. And don't forget though, Lonzo was, you know, putting up triple doubles here and there. He had, I think, what, 2, 3? He had 3 before he went out. And but we do have news on that. Lonzo will be back first game after the All-Star break, so next Friday. Good job. And also a bit of a look in for Donovan fucking Mitchell for Better Than Lonzo Ball. First rookie to ever lead his team in scoring over a win streak this large. The Utah Jazz have won 11 straight. Donovan fucking Mitchell is leading them in scoring the entire way. First rookie to ever do that. That is hashtag Better Than Lonzo Ball. And that's it for today. Let's move on to the Yeah Nahs. Right after, let's say this one.
Oi, 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 it's old mate Dally over here. That's right, Manny Dellavedova. And you're listening to NBA Straya.
All right, man. It's time. It's NBA Straya Yeah Nahs, where we take 3 NBA storylines, decide whether they're more yeah or more nah. All right, number one. So we mentioned this yesterday. Has last night's performance change your opinion on the Blazers scaring any of the top 4 seeds in the West? Yeah, nah. Yeah, a little. I mean, you can just see when they get hot, just how fucking good they can be. And if their defense, like, you know, can smother the Warriors to that sort of degree, even though the Warriors still scored 117, but still, like, they can take down anyone on any given night. The problem's going to be the 7-game series, isn't it? Yeah, tough one. All right, number 2. Is there any team that needs the All-Star break more than the Warriors? Yeah, nah. Yeah, it's Boston. Oh, that's a tough one. It's very, very close though, isn't it? The fucking Celtics have lost 3 straight. I mean, at least the Warriors just kind of like look bored of winning. Boston are kind of like going, oh shit, are we actually good? And I don't know, man. They just need a little bit of chill time, I think, to let Brad Stevens and his coaching staff figure some shit out, regroup, you know, hang out, chill. Have Jason Tatum do all right in the rookie sophomore game. Let Kyrie try to win another All-Star MVP. See how it goes. Yeah, but Boston and the Warriors both need the All-Star break desperately. And this is from our guy, PDX Pete. Is Ray Felton the worst player getting lots of minutes in the NBA? Yeah, nah. Yeah, oh, fuck yes. Definitely. It's between him and everyone on Sacramento. Fucking A. Gross. All right, let's get to look at me. Look at me. It's the unpopular opinion of the day. Now, everyone was saying that Donovan Mitchell was rookie of the year because he was clutch for a few minutes in a game where he shot 9 of 28 the other day. And then Big Ben Simo comes out, smashes a triple-double, erases a 23-point deficit, all without Joel Embiid. So he should be a fucking all-star. I'm going to keep banging on about this. This is fucking annoying. Australia's never had an all-star. Never. Just remember that. And to miss out because everyone's like, Kemba Walker kind of deserves it though. Or Goran Dragic's team is doing better. Get the fuck out of here, man. That is some bullshit. Big Simo deserves a fucking all-star fucking spot. And it's just shat me up the wall. I've been like, not yelled about it for like the last week, but just seeing him again last night, destroying. It's just like, come the fuck on, man. What have you ever seen fucking Goran Dragic do that this year? Get the fuck out of here. Big Simo should reverse Kanga every single dunny in the All-Star hotels in LA and fucking protest. He and Joe Ingles can tag team it. For Joe Ingles to be the fucking... Yesterday he was the leading three-point shooter in the NBA. Today he's second because Klay Thompson hit a couple last night. But for Joe Ingles not to be invited to the three-point shootout is a fucking outrage. That is some fucking bullshit. Anyway, I don't know if that's an unpopular opinion of the day, but I mean... We see all the arguments pop up. But go, oh, but Dragic has been good and, like, his team is better. No, they're fucking not. Like, they're basically fucking tied in the standings. So that argument is bullshit. The Sixers are ahead of them. The Heat have lost 3 more fucking games in the Sixers. That's a fucking outrage. Kemba, get the fuck out of here. The Hornets are 24 and 33. Now, I just need to calm the fuck down. All right, let's move on to... Please, let's just move on. Where in the world is Jonah Bolden? It's Thursday. That's where we always play. Where in the world is Jonah Bolden? Son of Bruce. Philadelphia 76ers second round pick from last year. Over there in Maccabi. Tel Aviv. Hanging out in Israel. They played Barcelona last week in the EuroLeague. He's only played one game this week. And they won, which is handy. Jonah started, played 28 minutes. He had 9 points, 6 rebounds, 2 assists, and 1 of 2 from 3. Good shit, Jonah. That's awesome. Love that he's getting like these reps in. Like 28 minutes as a starter for... Maccabi Tel Aviv against fucking FC Barcelona and like Juan Carlos Navarro and shit. That's pretty good, man. It's pretty good. All right, let's get to the Australian Player Watch right after this one.
G'day. This is Joe Ingles, and you're listening to NBA Australia.
King Oath, you are. All right, let's do it. NBA Australia's Australian Player Watch. Ben Simmons, as mentioned, big Simo, big win over the Heat. 6 triple-double. You'll see him an all-star in the rookie sophomore game representing Australia. And yes, he should still be our first bloody all-star. It's an outrage. What can you do? I don't know, mate. I don't know. Anyway, good job, Ben Simmons. He's now 1 triple-double behind Magic Johnson for the rookie record of triple-doubles for the year. He's got 6. That's fucking unreal. Patty Mills goes into the break, not having a good time. Rough couple of weeks for old Patty there. Joe Ingles win over the Suns last night. The Jazz's 11th straight. Jingler had 13 points. Goes 3 of 9 from 3. Adds 6 assists, 2 rebounds, 2 steals and a block. Just filling up the stat sheet more than fucking Tony Plugger Lockett at the Ballarat All You Can Eat Pizza Hut. Unreal. Good job, Jingler. He's currently second in the league in 3-point shooting at 45.3% after Klay Thompson hit a bunch last night. Nice one, Dele. Oh, how's Matty Dellavedova? He's still out for a couple of weeks. Should be back by the end, well, probably by the start of March. But you remember, he's the Maryborough Wolverine. He could be back fucking tomorrow, mate. You never know. Thon McCurr. Thon. Thon Song plays tonight against the Nugs. Last 5 games, bit of a hot streak, shooting 60% from the field. His old Thon Song, not bad. Aaron Bangers Baines lost to the Clippers last night. Did the Celtics. He had 8 points, 5 rebounds, 2 assists, and 3 blocks in only 15 minutes. Celtics dropped to 28 and 15 when Baines starts, though. Tough one. Andrew Bogut, yep, sitting on the couch at home, fucking around on Twitter. Still doesn't have a team. Mango Matthew Young, hanging out with the Greensboro Swarm. Not bad. Dante Exum, is he still hurt? It's the daily question. Yes, he is. But pegged return for after the All-Star break. Let's do it, Dante. And the final part of the Australian Player Watch, Kyrie at 33 points, 8 assists last night against the Clips. And it's Thursday, so what do we do every Thursday? Oh, it's Kiwi Corner Brew. Hey, that's good, hey. We check out on our anti-Padean compadre, Stephen Adams E-Brew. So since the last Kiwi Corner, big fella has cooled down a little, but had an amazing game in the middle there. So last Thursday against the Lakers, he had 13 and 9. Against Memphis, I believe that was Sunday. He had 9 and 9 to go with 1 assist, 1 block and a steal. Not bad, man. And then the big Kiwi had a massive game against Cleveland. 22 points, 17 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 block, 2 steals. 22 points and 17. That is unbelievable. That was a, I believe, a career high, the 17. Unreal. And then last night against Memphis again, 11 and 4 to go with an assist and block. So for the season, Steven Adams Brew is averaging basically a 14 and 9. Is it? Yeah, 14 points, 9.1 rebounds, 1 block, 1.2 steals a game, and 1 assist a game. That is fucking radical. Good job, Steven. You're doing the land of the long white cloud very proud. All right, let's get to the game previews and the Patty Mills inspiration board right after these words.
Oh, kia ora, Brews. This is Steven Adams, eh, Brew? And you're listening to NBA Stream, eh? Cheer, Brew.
All right, man. It is the Patty Mills inspiration board. Look, Patty hasn't inspired anybody the last couple of days. Chilling out on the old Twitter. Probably working on his shot because he's not shooting very well. So let's get to tonight's game previews. Game previews. It's the last two games before the All-Star break. Man, it's the last actual good NBA shit until next Thursday. We've got a week of no actual basketball games after these ones. You know, the All-Star game doesn't count. Nuggets at Bucks. Denver going to Milwaukee. Greek Freak versus the Joker. I love it. This will be fun. Nuggets, they've had a massive homestand chilling out. Milwaukee need a win here too just to keep up basically with Washington in the fourth, fifth spot in the East. Oh, man, give me the Bucks at home. I reckon they'll win that one. Yeah, why not? Bring it on. The Nugs, though, they're sitting there in seventh in the West and desperately need a fucking win as well. Because the Jazz, the Clips, the Pelicans, they're right there behind them too. So, anyway, there you go. Nuggets at Bucks. Give me the Bucks. Oh, Lakers at Wolves. Wolves are going to kill the Lakers, huh? Arrested Jimmy Butts and Big Cat at home versus a Lakers team on a back-to-back traveling. So with a win, the Wolves could get the basically tie the Spurs for the West 3 seed. So I think Tibbs will be fucking screaming, ice, ice, all fucking night to make sure that they go into the All-Star break on a high. So there you go, Wolves are going to do it. And you know what? That's it for today, man. NBA Australia, we're done for today. We're back tomorrow, though. Friday, we're going to do our massive All-Star preview. We are going to have some absolute corkers, including some worst dunk comps, best All-Star jerseys, all-time three-point shootouts, the NBA Australia, Australian All-Star teams. What do you reckon? It's going to be fucking great. So stick around, listen to that tomorrow. Follow us on Twitter and Facey in the meantime, even on Instagram as well. Check us out. Make sure you're subscribed on iTunes and Google Play. Please drag us a rating and review. It helps out a bunch. And tell somebody, would you? Like, tell a mate if they like basketball, go, oi, fucking, do you listen to NBA Australia, dickhead? Come on, fucking do it. come on, do it. Thanks to From Oslo for the intro and outro song. Go check out House Hats, their new band. They are the best band in Australia right now. Their new single, Stop, is out, and it's fucking great. So go request it on Triple J after you, like, tell a mate about this podcast and rate and review it on iTunes. You should also then go tell Triple J to play Stop by House Hats. Just do it. Extra special thanks to legends at Green Green Green, Iowa, Fascinator, and the Ramshackle Army for the tunes throughout the episode. NBA Australia supports Australian bands. Check them out on Bandcamp and Facey. Give them a smash. And that's it, man. Stick around for the Diary of Steven Adams. It's an absolute pearler this week as well. And we will catch you tomorrow with our big All-Star preview. Can't wait. NBA Australia saying,
Lederhosen.
Oh, kia ora, Bruce. How's it going, eh? It's Steven Adams here, eh, Brew? So, this is my weekly diary entry, eh? And there's been a bit going on, Brew. So let's get to it. Yeah, diary. It's me, Steven Adams, eh, Brew? But you knew that, eh? Because you're my diary. Anyway, how's it going, eh? I'm going good. I've been playing real well. So everyone's been real happy with me, eh, Brew? They say, Steven, just go get the ball, Brew. You're bigger than everyone. So dunk it, eh? So that's what I've been doing, Brew. And it works, eh? I had 22 and 17, Brew, against Cleveland. I had a pretty good one, eh? But we lost. Turns out that LeBron fella is really good, Brew. So that night, I got back to my locker after that one. reached into my chili bin and grabbed a coldie brew, put on my jandals, sat back and just chilled. But little Russ over there, bro, he stormed around and punched my friend Terrence a couple of times, bro. I mean, I tell Terrence all the time, bro, bro, don't be near little Russ when he's angry, bro. He'll punch ya. But little Terrence doesn't listen, eh, bro? Anyway, we're doing good otherwise, dude. Malu and my friend Paul, they're getting in really well. And now we've got a couple of days off for the All-Star break, eh? That'll be nice. Think I'm going to go down to Mexico, bro, and sip on some brews, bro. Bit different from NZ, yes. That'll be fun, though. I need a break. So, my mum just sent me a message from Wellington, too. It said, Stephen, hope you're having a good All-Star break. Love, your mum. Aw, thanks, mum. So, I hope I will. Might even teach my new Mexican friends how to make a pavlova down there. They might like that, eh, bro? So, I'll talk to you next week after I've been to Mexico for a piddle in the sea, eh, bro? Till then, cheer, cheer. Love, Stephen Adams.